Dirt and Sprague.
Pryor makes a pass to Biddle, right wing side. He's left alone for the lead. It's Strong. Offensive rebound. Pryor had it briefly, but he tipped it to Rutgers. And then Davis is fouled by Evans with 7.5 to go. And the Scarlet Knights can ice it at the line.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Shane Sharp, 11 points to lead the Blazers.
Give it, get it back.
In the first quarter, here he comes up top. Right-hand set up by Repair. A flush off the rafters for Shane Sharp.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan in the Fan Sports Network. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hello.
What is happening?
How we doing?
We're doing fantastic. You got the cursed jersey on today, huh? Just rolling right out. Why not? Acknowledge it. Public sacrifice. Are we going to kill like a chicken in the studio to get the hex off of this jersey?
If they don't win, might kill Sean Dyche. tell you that much right now.
Dude, that Sean Dyche.
The holy water
seems
to work for
him
the Steelers. You try the holy water?
Oh.
Haven't tried the holy water yet, but I'll do whatever it takes. That gaffer better not get in the way.
I think we need to bring a goat in here and just
I'll do whatever it
cut
takes.
Its head off and see if that changes the sports god's minds about your team.
Got a big match today.
Yeah, big one today.
Big match, man.
Bright and early during the show. Did we get live viewing during the show?
No, it's noon. Okay. But I thought I'd show my support for my team.
Why the hell not? It's a cool jersey. Soccer jerseys are cool. I feel like soccer jerseys and hockey jerseys are two that I could wear and not look like a total douchebag.
That's why I wasn't totally against the jersey.
Yeah.
I understood why people didn't like them as much as traditional basketball unis, but a t-shirt-like thing to wear is always comfortable.
You're not wearing a basketball jersey as an adult very often. Yeah, it's just, unless you're going to a game in your day-to-day life, it's not going to happen. But I feel like you could pull off the soccer jersey or the hockey jersey a little bit better.
Yeah,
easier. NFL jerseys, college jerseys are, you know, there's a little bit more going on, I feel like.
I feel like NFL jerseys, unless you're at the game, grown adults look weird in NFL jerseys. I don't know why I think that.
Like if I just came in rocking a random NFL jersey one day, you kind of look at me like, what are you?
If you came in and you had a Josh Allen Buffalo Bills uniform, I'd be like, what?
I'm circling the wagons today.
The coolest thing in high school was always to wear the basketball jersey. Football jerseys.
No, it's never quite the same.
Not the same.
No, and you always had to have something else on underneath when you're wearing the you're not just wearing a tank top, unless it's the middle of summer and it's a 98 degree day, and then it's kind of nice. Nice to walk around in a basketball jersey, but if you're wearing it any other time of the year, you got to have something else on underneath.
Can I ask you a random grocery store question?
Fire away.
It's been on my mind for hours.
Love a good grocery store conversation.
Okay.
Well, I'm super against AI and robots.
Yes, they're taking all of our jobs.
Because there's a lot of dumb people in society who are just totally cool losing all their jobs.
Yeah, or brain power because they're using computers to do things that they should be able to do.
It's jarring how many people are like, I'm just going to use ChatGPT for this. And I'm like, you could just, you know, think about that yourself.
Every time I see those commercials, it's like, make the perfect playlist for me, ChatGPT, as I go on my road trip. Like, you need a computer to do that for you?
Have you noticed, just pick an artist you like, what product it is? But the commercial's been airing during sports games. God, I'm blanking on this. Mm-hmm. They're using an AI voice.
Ah.
It's the same AI voice you hear on the internet, all over. It's the same guy. Voice.
Yeah.
Well, guy. Same robot.
Sure.
And I'm like, I don't like this. We can't even have human voiceovers anymore.
What happened? Now the voice people are losing jobs now?
Well, they can work from me, potentially.
That is true. You're a voice guy over there, Jason Swigard.
Can you imagine we came in and a robot was running the board?
It's like, sorry, so we don't need swag anymore. We got an AI bot over here to press buttons and give a random robotic update.
More Here's sports scores situation. And stories in 30 minutes. Just wearing your face.
Hey.
I'm Jason Swigard.
That would be weird. That would creep me out.
But I usually, if I don't have like two items, if I have like five or more items.
Okay, so you got a decent chunk.
I will go to a standard checkout. I won't go to self-checkout.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
With five items, you won't go to self-checkout.
Oh, I'm not saying I never have gone to self-checkout five. I just, if I get to like 5 to 10
You like
or
going
more,
through the old line?
I do.
Yeah.
And now, look, I don't enjoy the always standing behind and you evaluate whose card has the least amount of stuff.
Yeah.
But I go into those lines.
Okay, just to support the person that's checking everybody out?
Yeah.
Okay, I see that angle.
It's a little bit of a lottery, though, because I don't like the chatty checkers.
Okay, so
I like to get in and get the hell
out. You just
want
to get out. You don't want to have a conversation.
You have fallen right into my web, mister. So
it's one thing you can be pleasant. Hi, how are you doing?
You
but
find everything
keep
you need today.
Your hands moving. It's the ones that the hands yeah. stop to. And I'm like,
I've had a lot of those experiences in the last couple of months.
Okay,
if you want to have a conversation, but your hands are going and doing stuff, and we're moving the line,
you can multitask.
I will be more than happy to be pleasant with you. But when it's when the hands stop, now I'm glaring at you. It's like. Let's go.
Move those hands, lady.
I got things to do.
I'm usually glaring, too, when the hand stops.
Let's keep moving. Let's
keep
go.
The hand moving.
We got a goal to accomplish
We're
here.
We're in a zone here.
There's no reason to slow down now.
We need to finish.
You got a good pace going.
Okay.
Beep, beep, beep. You got a good pace going.
Now, here's where I was going to say, it's interesting you both said this. You've experienced it, you said, and you don't like it.
Yeah.
I actually don't experience it. I largely get, hi, doot.
Oh.
And so I this might be controversial to you two.
You're the starter up of the conversation.
Them up because they look like miserable. They're miserable or they're exhausted.
They don't want to be there. They're tired, long day.
So I do the standard warm up question. Just starting, almost done, halfway.
How's your day going, huh?
And usually that gets them elicits a response. So yesterday I'm doing this. I'm with my wife. My wife could not be more antisocial in those settings.
Don't say anything. Please don't say anything. Please don't do anything.
Basically, she's almost embarrassed that I exist sometimes.
Can we just go through the self-checkout stand? It's right there. We can do it on our own.
She was wondering why we didn't do that.
You're this close to a progressive commercial.
I am. I am a progressive commercial at this point.
Those are some cool-looking rubber bands you got over there.
The guy at the Starbucks. Latte for Jan.
I'm becoming a dad progressive
on,
guy.
Jan.
I'm like, you know, you really should be using wrist supports when you're scanning all these items. That's like who I'm becoming.
It could get arthritis later in life.
So it's a younger gal at the checkout, and she doesn't look like she's super stoked, right? That job's probably, it takes forever, and there's a lot of people. So I'm going through, and the people in front of me, much like dirt with Christmas trees, when I get into these lines, I judge 100% of the person in front of me and what I'm seeing them buy. Not in like a mean way.
Not a negative way,
I saw yesterday there was a guy and a gal, clearly like a father-daughter. But when they loaded up in front of me, I saw their cart. It was a short cart, really a shorty.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that'll be quick. They separated into two separate payments. I'm like, God damn it.
All right, now it's two different orders.
The guy had about 9 of those glassed coffee Starbucks espressos that have like a bajillion grams of sugar in them. You know what I'm talking about?
If he's a listener to the show, he could be an early morning guy. Good morning, coffee guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, whatever. And then he also had Pepto-Bismol, which I was like, maybe.
Hand in hand. I mean, maybe a little tea. How about a little tea?
And then she had a million Marie Callender frozen dinners.
Yes.
She had about 18 Reese's peanut butter cups, but 5 of them were plant-based. And I went,
you got to be healthy.
Really? Yeah, but 13 or not.
No, you got to watch your figure, okay? So could have 18, all fat, but now we're going, you know, look, I appreciate the hustle. New you, man.
I'm wondering, and we all go in for cilantro, and I could have, like, ground chicken. You could look at my thing, what's going on there?
With some laundry detergent. Like, what are you doing?
No, you got chicken cilantro?
Well, I'm just saying, like I could have cilantro and ice cream, whatever. So I get through, and I start up the conversation, and she responds. And I go, do you ever just judge what we're buying when you're scanning these things? And she kind of like thinks about it and she turns and she kind of lights up a little and she goes,
all the time.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And I go, what's the weirdest thing you've ever had to scan where you've had a lot of questions? And my wife at this point is like,
just,
her skin is crawling.
Get me
like,
out of
but
here.
But she stood next to, she like, I would, like if. My wife was starting to go into it. I would just keep walking.
Just keep moving.
We probably had like 14 items, right? Yeah. My wife is like bagging. I'm sitting there. I'm chatting this. She's standing. I can see her in my peripheral of like,
seething.
Shut up. But this woman has responded to me. And so I ask her, what's the most odd things you've rang through where you have judged or wondered about what somebody's doing?
What are you going through
and
right
now,
And
she goes,
man?
It's funny you say that. About a week ago, somebody was in line and they just had baby oil and a cucumber.
Yes. Yes.
And I went, what?
I don't eat the wiener.
And she goes, yeah. And I just kept wondering, what? And I went, I'd ask that question. Why?
Why?
What, 2 inches is a lot.
What
buddy.
Brought you to these two items?
I mean, I think we know what brought you to those two items. I got a couple ideas in my head.
You know, and so we start talking a little bit, and we're done. And I don't stay and linger. Yeah. When she's done scanning, I'm done talking, right? But it was just funny that, like, I've been chatting these people up, and they're giving me, if you just poke and prod a little bit, they'll tell you all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, good little nuggies, just like that.
Little nuggies.
Baby oil and a cucumber.
Cucumbers
what
and
are you
baby
doing
oil.
On a Saturday night? Yeah, don't worry about it. I got some baby oil and a cucumber.
What a combination.
We're going to go have some fun here tonight.
I think it'd be like the kielbasa lady on the Private Parts Howard Stern movie. That thing's disappearing, man. I don't know where it's going, but it's disappearing.
Oh, I was going Animal House with Dean Wormer's
Well, you
wife.
Could do that one.
You could go that way, too. You could go that way. My tough part is now living back in the neighborhood that I grew up in is I worked at the grocery store in my neighborhood. Neighborhood.
Mm.
And so when I go in there, this was like 20 years ago that I worked there. It's a long time. And I thought for the first couple of months since moving back that I've blended in. Like, there's like three people that I think worked there when I worked there. I don't remember their names, and I'm like terrified of
they're
them
still there
remembering me. Yeah.
Oh,
and then randomly, like a week and a half ago, I'm like halfway down an aisle, not even near the checker stand, and one of the checkers hollers out, "Hey, Andrew!" And I'm like, oh, no. Oh,
that's kind of crazy. They recognize you still and remember
and
you.
And I turn around, I'm like, there could be another, you know, nobody really calls me that. Nobody's ever called me that. That's a weird thing to yell out. I kind of turn around, and I notice the checker walking down. Nobody's checking out at his stand, just leaving his post. You can't leave your post. That's rule number one to be
a
checker.
What are you supposed to do?
Just comes perusing down the aisle. So, how's it going? I'm like, oh, no.
You looked at that name tag, though, didn't you?
I absolutely looked at the name tag. And then it kind of ringed a bell because I remembered him, like, walking by. But I'm like, I can't remember your name to save my life.
Sure.
I've seen him. But that's one of the reasons I avoid the checkout stand.
Wow.
So I don't have to get into those conversations of, how's life going now? Let me tell you, it's been 20 years. Lots happened. Went to college. I came home. I got a career.
How
I got
long
married.
Did you work
I have
at this
a kid.
Grocery store?
All 3 years of high school, like sophomore year through senior year.
Oh, okay. So it was that's a decent amount of time.
That's a decent amount of time.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You
so
were
3 years
there
isn't
frequent
bad.
Enough.
I just think
if
like,
it was a summer and he was like 20 years later.
And you still remember that?
I'd
yeah.
be like, yo. Yeah.
I just think as well, like that was a long time ago. Like I don't remember much, you know, I can't remember anybody's name that I worked with back then, hardly. And
did
they remember me.
You're still here, huh?
I did not. I did not.
Well, I mean, look, there's nothing wrong with being
there's
a career
grocer. There's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong.
They
he told
should...
me about his Filipino wife that he's marrying, and he's, you know, it was a whole thing, dude. That's good. That's great, man.
Is he going over there and getting?
Yeah, something along those
okay.
lines.
Okay.
You know, hey,
love is
whatever
love.
Tickles your fancy, you tickles your fancy. I'm not judging over here. But to answer your question, I go through the self-checkout to avoid.
You don't want to talk.
I don't want to talk. Yeah. I'm out on talk.
Well, I had that. So the wife is a little embarrassed, right? But she's also finding the humor in the cucumber baby oil. As
I mean,
we
that's
leave,
a phenomenal story.
I'm a big, I would call it a Larry David-esque, we have rules in this society and we need to abide by them. If you put your cart back, it should be properly stacked.
Yeah, you don't just leave it
you
against
just throw
the thing.
Throw it in the
yeah.
thing and let somebody... And if it's a shorty, put it with a shorty. If it's a long one, put it with a long one.
Yes.
Well, I may load the groceries and I walk my cart back in because it sucks to walk out there. And I don't care if they're getting paid.
Used to be one of my jobs there. Working at a grocery store. It sucks to go through the parking lot when it's raining to
it's
ring
terrible.
Up all the carts.
So we're leaving. I pick up the bag. The wife goes and takes the cart back where the carts are inside. Except instead of properly rowing and stacking, she kind of just lets it roll by its lonesome next to the other shorties.
It's in the area.
I said, what are you doing? You need to stack it. She goes, well, what if somebody's in a hurry? Which I'm like, what?
I'm coming in, coming out. I got my cart ready to go.
So I go back and I stack it in. Well, then I see a cart kid. He's probably 17 years old, right as we leave. She's walking ahead of me and she knows me well. I stop and go, excuse me. If somebody's putting their cart back,
oh no!
Would you rather them stack it, or do you not care if they just roll it next to the other carts? And he's like, he sounds exactly how a stoner 17 would. He laughs. He goes, "Oh man, stack that card."
he's in the dairy cooler doing whippets. I know that life.
And the wife hears him say that and is just like, "God, of course he's right." Yeah. And I go, "Thank you." She said not to do that. And I knew you were supposed to do it. He's like, "Yeah, man, yeah, but have a good night.
Hey, bro, have a good day."
Just the worst grocery experience for my wife possible.
I'm now picturing how I was sleeping on the couch last night. Was it good? Was it comfy?
I'm just picturing the joke one time when he comes home and there's a cucumber
and a cucumber baby oil.
On the counter.
That's a great thing to file away that I'm not smart enough to do for next year's Christmas
present.
That's
what present. I'm
saying.
Like notes.
A paper bag.
Put it in your notes right
here,
now.
Here, I got you a bottle of baby oil and a cucumber. Spriggs, you guys have a delightful night tonight, baby. Where's it going? We don't know. We don't need to know. But hey, you're going to have a good time.
I was cuddling. Hey. I was trying to get my cucumber with some baby oil last night.
Any baby oil on your cucumber after that experience?
No, I ended up passing out, snoring. Yeah, she's tired. Like, "You sleep?" Yeah. What?
What happened? Wait, wait, what? What? Huh?
Oh, hey. Well, good morning.
Hey.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
We have a lot to get to today.
Yeah.
We do. We have NFL.
Yes.
I've got more college football playoff conversations I want to have.
One day closer.
NFL Factoid Tuesday. Mail Sack Tuesday. How about that? It's a nice little Mail Sack Tuesday. We haven't had one of those in a minute.
It's been a while since we've had a Tuesday
it's
show.
It's been a touch.
Did they do Mail Sack while we were out?
We did do Mail Sack. Okay.
Did you guys do all the... Did you do factoids?
We did factoids.
Okay.
We did stat or story.
Look at that.
We did not have any Thursday shows because that's when the holidays
were. Yeah, no magic hat. Okay.
Yeah, no magic hat.
Well, I told Joe that a while back. He filled in. I said, "You got to be doing our benchmarks."
Yeah, you got to do the bits.
Where this isn't... We built the bits for you.
It makes your life easier.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing we didn't do was FUP dates.
Oh, you didn't do any FUP dates?
They couldn't handle it, huh?
It's not that hard.
Can't handle the FUP date. That's why they pay us. That's why they pay us the big bucks, baby.
All right, well, let's get it going. We'll start in the National Football League. We got Factoid Tuesday. I have a Blazer segment.
Okay. They won again last night.
Yeah.
They killed them. That game was over in the first quarter.
Nice. Title contender?
That was party time.
Yes, here we go. Now, I actually do have a thing I want to point out about the Blazers. We'll get to that today. Loaded show. Let's start in the National Football League. Dirt and Sprague 105.1 The Fan. All right, welcome back in. We got NFL Factoid Tuesday we'll get to. Big breaking news out of the National Football League. The Cowboys have fired defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus.
It's definitely his fault this year.
Back-to-back years being fired, poor Matt.
I mean, all the things that could have gone wrong in Dallas, it was definitely the play calling defensively. It wasn't an owner who dragged his feet all offseason and then traded their best defensive player like an hour before the season started.
I don't ask this to make fun because I certainly have a deep fear of being fired.
Yes.
Do you know anybody that, like, how many years consecutively they've been fired in their lives?
I mean, that's up. Back-to-back's up there. If you could top two in a row, if you've been fired three straight years, I'm sure there's a coach out there that's been fired three straight years.
Oh, easily, yeah.
But that's impressive, dude. If you could do it three different places the same way and sayonara, I'm out of here.
I'm just asking if you ever had a friend fired, like, multiple years.
Not that I'm aware of. It might have happened in their personal life, but I think after the second one, you're just not saying anything. First time you get fired, maybe you tell people. Second time, there's a little sympathy there. Third time, like, I think you're keeping that close to the vest.
Terrible, terrible.
Zaddy Eberflus. Remember that moment? Zaddy. We had Hard Knocks Matt Eberflus.
Dude, he did. He looked like a Zaddy. He got hot.
He was skinny, had the hair going.
The hair, the beard.
Living on the water in Chicago, living the dream.
I actually think the best playoff game in the NFL this weekend, I don't know what your guys's are. I won't begin to guess. What I'll tell you mine is, and it's for a lot of narrative-based reasons, but also I'm just fascinated. Mine is Buffalo at Jacksonville.
Yeah.
It's the game I'm most excited for. Some people have said, I've heard Green Bay-Chicago is a game people are most excited for.
Yeah.
I'm not particularly excited about watching Green Bay play football, and Chicago is either a zero on the scoreboard or they'll just randomly burst out and score all the time.
We had the chaotic ending at Soldier Field a couple weeks ago, but
that game was not very
like
good.
87% of that game sucked.
Right. So the 13%, it ends amazingly, and we love the drama, but a lot of that game was a little slow. I'm just excited for... Four of the top five MVP candidates preseason are not in the playoffs.
They are not.
You know the one that is?
Josh Allen.
Superman. He is the reigning MVP until we hear about Matt Stafford or Drake May winning it. And they're going on the road in Jacksonville. Guess who's never won a road playoff game?
Josh Allen.
Brandon Bean. Sean McDermott. Josh Allen. Now, Josh Allen has played in four of their five playoff road games. He is 0-4. And in their fifth, they have not won. They've never won in this regime era a playoff road game.
I'd be curious to see his numbers in those games, too, because I feel like he's been really good in all of those games.
I don't have the exact numbers in all of them.
One of those was 13 seconds at Kansas
City. One of them was 13 seconds. One of them was the AFC title game last year.
One of them was in Jacksonville. One of them was in Houston.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the Houston game early on. I don't remember the one at Jacksonville. I don't remember that game.
17-18.
Okay, so early on.
That might have been the one that he didn't play in.
Ah. That the first year they made the playoffs? Yeah.
Was it Tyrod Taylor, maybe?
I think so. That sounds right.
But anyways, the point being, Jacksonville is playing amazing football. I'll get to some factoids about them coming up here at the bottom of the hour, but they're one of the hottest teams in the league. I was a denier for a long time, and now I'm a believer. I think this team can go to the Super Bowl. I believe that firmly in it. And also I find myself going, do I believe in Trevor Lawrence? And yet the numbers suggest I should.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny too about him, because usually if there's that question of not believing in somebody, the retort to why is because they haven't won a playoff game, and he's won a playoff game. He was down 27 points to my guy in the wild card round and led a 27-point second-half comeback. So not only does he have a playoff win under his belt, he's got an incredibly impressive playoff win under his belt. I don't even know if it's debatable this weekend of the most interesting game. I think it's easily Buffalo-Jacksonville.
Oh, Chicago-Green Bay for people is being the
I'm
one
excited
that's
for every game, sans Rams and Panthers. I don't want anything to do with that game. I think that game sucks. Every other game, there's fun storylines, compelling angles. Like, I get all of the arguments, but when I have the hottest team in the NFL, like we just went through our flip it and stick it picks, none of us had Jacksonville in the playoffs. You know why? Because they had just started their, what are they on, a 10, whatever, the 10 in a row, whatever they won. Like, they were just underway. They were a terrible football team early in the year. Travis Hunter got hurt. Remember, we all kind of made fun of him. They gave up a future one to go get Travis Hunter. Didn't really pay off. He got hurt early in the season. It was like, you idiots, that was a dumb trade. So that was all before they kind of popped. And here they are now hosting a playoff game and winning the division. But I think it's because of what you said about Jacksonville and their actual ceiling maybe being the best team in the AFC, going against the team who was the most interesting team in the playoffs, and it's not even close for me. It's Buffalo. All of their history, all of the shortcomings, all the time that they've lost in big games, there's no Mahomes, there's no Burrow, there's no Lamar Jackson. He's the only one of the four horsemen. He's the only one that's in the NFL playoffs this year. For him to lose in the wild card round this year, that would be devastating for Buffalo. And so I think for all the storylines and then the idea that maybe Jacksonville's playing better football than anybody right now, that's easily the best game of wild card weekend for me.
Yeah, Steelers-Texans might not be a sexy thing to talk about out loud because we've seen what those offenses can be.
I just don't give the Steelers, I give the Steelers a chance to win the game. I don't give them a chance to go on a deep playoff run. And that's part of the reason for
because
me that
they're
going
like, to have to go to Denver, and I just like maybe even if Denver's a little iffy offensively. Yeah. I don't trust Pittsburgh.
Take the
on
under
the road
in that game, and Denver will probably find a way to win.
You know, there might be a lot of unders to hit this weekend.
Very well could. One of the overs that I do like the over in that Jacksonville-Buffalo game. Jacksonville's offense is humming, and Josh Allen is Josh Allen. Yeah. Like, he can score on anybody, unless it's the first three quarters against Philadelphia in the snow.
Are you guys all in on Trevor Lawrence? You buy it as, like, he could be the Super Bowl-leading quarterback? I mean, it's a little Sam Darnold-ish of us to say this, but
this season, yeah. I think the question I have for
Was it all season, though?
No, probably not early in the year, but also, to be fair to him, I mean, he got a new head coach and a new system again for, what, the third time in his career, right? Because it was Urban, and then it was Peterson, and now it's Cohen. So he's been in the NFL for 5 or 6 years, and he's had a different head coach 3 different times. So that's not an easy thing to do early in the year.
I just wonder if about their – can they get some balance with the rushing attack? I mean, the – you know – especially if they have to go to New England in the divisional round.
What's the? Let me ask you this finally, and we'll
not
go to factoids
ahead. But
what's the narrative based reaction Monday if Buffalo's to go into Jacksonville and lose? What's the narrative?
How does the game look?
Is it Allen
having? Is Allen having a clunker, or does Allen play great and they just can't get
is
over
it 37-35?
Right. Let's say at a minimum he's fine. He's not
fine.
Bad, but he's not maybe the most amazing. But
I
he's
think
fine.
It's then an organization that's looking in the mirror and having to answer some really hard questions.
Well,
of how do we have this guy and we can't get over the hump?
So it's organization.
I think it's more about the defense. I think McDermott's in trouble if they give up a ton of points.
That's kind of what he's saying. Yeah. You know, McDermott is in trouble, and maybe you're looking around because Josh Allen, he has times where people like to blame him when they lose, but for the most part, I do feel like most of us say, it's the coach.
Well, I mean, I think there's a nuance, like, let's use our head in these conversations.
Sure.
Not every quarterback performance and a loss is the same in the playoffs. And when you lead a game-winning touchdown drive with 13 seconds
well,
to
that's
go,
not
like,
his fault.
And you should have got a first down on a quarterback sneak last year in the AFC title game, like, I don't put those on Josh Allen. And I'm glad for the most part that he escapes that. Some quarterbacks get held to a different standard.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're playing well in the playoffs and you're not winning, it's not your fault. That's not. It's a team game. You need a defense. You need to be able to run the football. I think that game has a chance to be high scoring, fireworks. And the storylines, because of what everything we're laying out, is why it's the best game of the weekend.
If Buffalo can go in and win, getting New England or the Chargers.
I mean, I think you like either of those matchups.
You at least feel good because that means they have looked good against Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And then Denver against, I don't know if it's Houston or if it's Pittsburgh. We'll see how they look. We've been pointing this out for a couple weeks, man. There's a real opportunity here if he puts that cape on.
Yep.
And the defense isn't just giving up scores every time the other team has the ball.
Yep, I mean, the pucker that I'm going to feel on Friday is strong. Buffalo history, you just imagine what's going through Bills fans' minds when that game kicks off 10 a.m. on Sunday.
Let's get to NFL Factoid Tuesday next. All right, welcome back in. We got a Mail Sack Tuesday here.
Mail sack.
So we'll get to that in the 9 a.m. hour. You can put your mail sack questions in 503-864-6326. You can also submit them on the YouTube chats. We are on the YouTube.
Hello, everybody.
Happy 2026. We have a lot to get to. Bill Conley's going to join us at 7:30.
Hell yeah, brother.
Duck line's moving down.
Nobody's giving us a chance.
Well, I think the bettors are.
Now, people just think they're going to cover. I mean, I appreciate that people think the game will be
they
close.
Only think they're going to cover.
They think it'll be a close competitive game.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
But nobody's picking us to win.
Sure. Can't wait to see the most tickets wagered on the money line bet, Oregon over Indiana.
We're just happy to be here, man. We're going to have a get some Magic City wings on Friday night.
Ah.
Maybe check out the Hall of Fame, a little tourist stop. We'll see you back. See you next year.
So we'll talk about that. We got a little Blazers in the show today, but let's get to our factoids. It's NFL Factoid Tuesday. Haven't done one of these in a minute. Let's start with the fun annual tradition of welcome back to the dance. We
Ooh.
Have six teams.
Hey.
Can you name all six?
The six new playoff teams?
The six new playoff teams.
Chicago.
Boom.
Jacksonville.
Boom.
Carolina.
Correctamundo.
New England.
Yes.
Seahawks.
Yes. Thank you. What are we up to, five? Who are we missing? Who's the last one?
Cinco. Who is Sace?
Who did not make it last year?
Think of my face.
49ers!
Hey!
How'd you do that?
That's right. They didn't make it last year. I forgot about that. Six teams qualified for the playoffs after missing the postseason last year. Since 1990, a streak of 36 consecutive seasons, at least four teams every season have qualified for the playoffs after failing to make it the year before.
It's one of the biggest calling cards of the NFL, is that a turn around the corner is not that far away. I gave the stat yesterday, and we can throw it into factoids, too. First time we've ever had in the NFL, two teams in 1 year go from 13 losses to 13 wins. Both Jacksonville and New England did it.
It's a great story.
Remarkable stuff that nobody would have predicted in the middle of the summer.
We had a listener tag us in I guess it was a poll done. I don't know the validity or the amount of people polled, but polled of like sports interests in America. And soccer actually came ahead of baseball.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if I truly buy that given the numbers we saw at the World Series. We'll never see those numbers in MLS. But what I will say is this. It used to be hope springs eternal for that sport. Fall springs eternal at this point now.
For everybody. I would say
fall
summer
is eternal.
Summer springs eternal because that's kind of when you show back up to camp.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there you go.
Season's beginning. Guys are back.
Because it's
out.
The truest thing. Like,
yes.
The amount of turnover they have in that sport makes everybody, even if you're down on your team going in, feel like there's a little bit of hope.
We got a chance here, man. We got a chance.
Carolina, Chicago, New England. Won division titles this season after finishing last or tied for last in their divisions last year. In 20 of the past 23 seasons, at least one team finished in first place in its division the season after finishing in last place
remarkable.
The year prior.
Let's play that fun game at some point of look at the standings this year and who are the division winners that you got.
I'm glad you did that because I want to play that game with you real quick.
Obviously, not knowing off-season moves makes it hard.
Browns.
Yeah, Jets, Browns.
Titans, Raiders are in the AFC. Giants, Lions.
Yeah, Lions is the easy bet there.
Saints, Cardinals.
Saints or Lions?
I think Saints or Lions, too, if I was to have to pick one.
Lions are the easy bet. Lions finishing, and look, they're 9-8. That's not, they're not like all the other last place teams because all the other ones really, really suck. They're above 500. But then, finish, like, just imagine saying that in July. The Lions would be in last place in the NFC North at the end of the year.
I take your arm, and I bend it behind your back, and I push up, you know, the make you say uncle move.
Uncle, uncle!
You have to pick an AFC team that does this. Which one do you pick?
By the way, the other one that I would throw out there, I think the Giants, look, I Dart, if he stays healthy, like, I could see that. You make the right to hire a coach, you got a good defensive line. Okay. I can envision that Neighbors should be back and healthy.
AFC. He says Cleveland. God.
You have a defense. All if,
do you?
Yeah.
You do?
I think.
You seen him on the road?
I think you do.
Over Cam Ward, who Dirt says sucks and will never be good. Raiders certainly don't.
I'm yelling,
not
uncle.
The I don't. And not the Jets.
I am not picking the Jets.
I hate that I agree with Sweat. I think I would go Cleveland, too. And for no, I got nothing. No logic behind it. I just, Tennessee is, seems so bad, and their ownership is so, all of these
I
teams have that.
I just don't see the Jaguars and Texans falling off all that much.
Did you see the Jags falling up all this much? You did
no,
not.
No, we did so, not. No, no, we did not.
Anything is possible. I'm not laughing at anything you predict next year.
The reason
hand
I will,
to God, I will not.
Yeah, you can't do it in the NFL
can't
anymore.
Can't do this anymore.
I had my Jags preseason division winner ticket a couple of years ago when they hired Peterson after being the worst team in the league. Like, funny things. It sometimes, the other thing I'd say for Cleveland is, if you tell me that division is wonky again, I could see it. Like,
yeah,
Pittsburgh,
Rogers is gone
Rogers
after
back?
This
it doesn't
year.
Matter. They're the same team every year.
Is Baltimore
what do they look like?
Reinvent themselves.
They're going to win 9 to 10 games. Is
sure.
What Pittsburgh's
Cincinnati's
gonna
offense will be great, and their defense will probably yeah. still be ass. They're yep. the same team.
Cheap ownership.
I mean, you only have to improve. If you 10 wins wins the division again, you only have to improve.
Like, I'm not picking the Raiders
wins.
To go from number one pick and getting through Mahomes at some point, Herbert and Bo Nix, number one seed in the AFC.
Right. The other
and I look at the East, I'm like, New England's not going anywhere. They might not make the playoffs.
Buffalo.
Buffalo shouldn't go anywhere with Josh Allen. You're not jumping up and winning that division.
All right, last one, and then we'll carry some of the ones that I have over. There have been 61 games this season with a game-winning score coming in the final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter or in overtime. That's the second most in a single season in NFL history.
It's a hell of a year, man. Parity was on display, and I think it'll be on display come playoff time again. There's not one runaway freight train elite team. I think it's very similar to college football this year where you got a handful of teams that got a crack at it, and matchups and when you play people might end up being the determining factor of how far you go.
Most people have grandfather clocks to indicate top of hours. I have the witching hour in my house.
Yes,
when those wins hour. Become losses and those losses become wins.
Your parlays are blowing up right in front of your face. No better feeling, man.
Dude, live betting during the witching hour is amazing. Whether you win or lose, that's a feeling that you cannot describe.
You see our guy Scott Hansen cry at the end of Sunday?
Why?
He teared up. He was just like, I'm going to miss you guys, man.
Yeah.
No more red zone until August or September.
Who scored their 1,000th touchdown on the Red Zone channel? Can you name the player? This is a fun little side trivia question that I know the answer to.
Their 1,000th touchdown?
This weekend, they had the 1,000th touchdown
score. Oh, on the red zone. I'm like, somebody scored 1,000 touchdowns? What? That's a lot. There should not be a record. That'd have been later in the day, I'd imagine. I don't know, actually.
Yeah, it was. It was okay. In the PM window.
Give me...
I'll give you a good hint.
Yeah, give me a hint.
Really good player.
Did Trey McBride score a touchdown this
no,
weekend?
That's
no.
a good guess.
Okay. I'm going to afternoon
Well, I don't
window.
Know if he did score a touchdown, but it wasn't him.
That wasn't on the red zone.
Well, they are all in the red zone. It's
well,
red
I was
zone.
Looking at Sunday Night Football. Sunday Night Football wasn't on the red
no,
zone.
No, it wasn't.
It was not. I got nothing.
I'm Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs scored the 1,000th touchdown on the Red Zone channel.
Nice win for Detroit to end the year. Very similar to how they ended a couple of years
ago. It was
like
the Green Bay game.
Yeah, very similar. Yeah. You know they're going to fight all the way to the end.
All right. More NFL factoids around the corner on 105.1 The Fan. Is this player locally doing what we always hoped a former legend would do? Talk about that at 7 a.m. We'll dive into college football. We'll talk Oregon, Indiana today. Got some Bryce Betcher audio.
Yeah, but getting ready to go. They're probably, I think they're in the air right now. They're on their way.
Yeah, the brand man came in yesterday and was like, see you guys later. I'll see you next week.
Down to ATL, Shorté.
So we'll get into that. Bill Conley coming up at 7:30. Let's wrap up some of our factoids here on a Tuesday. There we go. I need that.
You got to have the music.
I had to have
that. You can't
music.
Give the factoids without music.
Aaron Rodgers' late touchdown was his first go-ahead touchdown in the final minute of regulation since 2017 at Dallas. This one kind of surprised me. He now has 11 seasons with 10 or more wins, breaking a tie with Brett Favre for the third most by a starting quarterback all time. Only trails Brady and Manning.
I don't know why I should have known this, but maybe he's been such a constant in our media lives. We talk so much about him. Them going over how long it's been since he's been in the playoffs kind of blew my mind. And then I sat back and I'm like, that shouldn't blow my mind, but he's such a topic of conversation year-round in the NFL world. Like, man, it's been a long time because his last year in Green Bay didn't go. They lost the last game. Obviously, the 2 years of the Jets. Like, it's been a minute since Aaron Rodgers has been in the playoffs.
Since 2019, when Lamar Jackson became the full-time starter for the Ravens, Baltimore has lost 14 games in which they held double-digit leads, which is the most by any team in that span.
Yeesh, that's not a good number to have associated with your name, although not all of it's his fault. His kicker missed a field goal.
Double-digit leads is like partially like, can we close this thing out, defense?
Yeah, how about we get a stop? Maybe Derrick Henry doesn't fumble late. That could help a little bit.
Sunday was only Denver's second win without having trailed one time in a game, which is tied with Carolina for the fewest of any of the playoff teams.
It's interesting. I saw number two on their pressure rate allowed. Denver has the best offensive line in the NFL by a lot of metrics this year. Mm-hmm. The Chargers are the only team all year who has been able to get over a 40% pressure rate on Bo Nix.
That's the
key,
man.
They did it the first time earlier in the year,
yep.
And they did it this weekend. I mean, it didn't matter this weekend because they weren't playing anybody on offense mainly. But they found some sort of recipe, and that might be a second-round matchup potentially down the line, so something to keep an eye on.
Seahawks in Denver finished the regular season with negative turnover differentials. This marks the first time that the one seeds in both conferences finished with negative turnover differentials since seeding began in 1975.
Just one of those outlier numbers that doesn't make any sense, because one of the biggest determining factors of winning football games is winning the turnover margin, and this would tell you that sometimes it isn't the end-all be-all.
Well, for Seattle, it's their defense, and for Denver, it's one-score wins.
Yeah,
I mean, their defense obviously is having a big part as well, but
the other thing you can have there, too, is that you can have a game similar to, you know, Sam Darnold on the road at L.A. throws four picks.
Like, and you still win.
It's kind of a wonky number, and it's just, you know, it'll stick out like a sore thumb.
The Bears won the NFC North despite a losing record in division games. They went 2-4. They became the fourth division champ since 1970's merger to have a losing record in those games. Caleb came up 58 yards short of being the first Bears quarterback with 4,000 passing yards. They're still the only remaining franchise to be without one 4,000-yard passer.
Look, he's going to get there at some point, but it's hilarious that stat lives on another year.
58 yards. That's just brutal.
One long bomb to just throw one deep. Do go long. Look, I think the Packers are going to win that game, but I'm rooting for Chicago. I think Chicago going on a playoff run will be really fun for the NFL.
Carolina became the fifth team since 1970 to win its division despite a losing record, joining the 2010 Seahawks,
yep.
The 2014 Panthers,
yep.
Been here before, 2020 Washington, and 2022 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Additionally, the Panthers are the first team since at least 1990 to clinch a playoff spot in the final week of the season despite losing their final game and finishing with a losing record. Truly historic.
Get them out of here, man. They shouldn't be here.
Not my playoffs. If they win, I'm gonna laugh so hard.
Not my playoffs. Give me an NFL committee and vote them out.
I'm so anti Bryce Young. I want them to win. It would be so funny if the Rams lost to the Panthers.
Who is my committee guy? Juracek. Who's my Juracek of the NFL? Get him on with Reese Davis telling me why they don't have the resume to be in.
The Rams were favored prior to losing to the Seahawks in Week 16 to win the Super Bowl. And they enter the playoffs as the second favorites. This is the first time in over 50 years that the top two Super Bowl favorites entering the playoffs reside in the same division.
Yeah, Seahawks and Rams, number one, number two.
Yeah. Only two of the last 11 champions. And this one, get a hold of your butts on this one. You ready?
Ready.
You got your butts?
I got my butt.
Only two of the last 11 champions were Super Bowl favorites entering the postseason.
Ooh.
The 2022 Chiefs,
yeah.
The 2016 Patriots. Six of the last eight winners weren't in the top three in the odds entering the playoffs, including the last two champions, both ranking fifth in Super Bowl odds entering the playoffs.
How about that? goes back to the conversation we had about parity and everybody having a chance.
Don't bet on the favorites.
It's not good if you're Seattle. You don't like that trend right there.
If Matt Stafford, current favorite, wins the MVP, he'll be the first MVP from a non-top two seed team since who?
Oh, God.
You don't like when I throw trivia at
you. I got
you,
no
dude.
Idea, dude. I got no idea.
Adrian Peterson, 2012.
Okay.
It's been that long.
I couldn't have told you what the Vikings did that year. I just remember Peterson coming back off
Drake
the ACL.
May should be the MVP. This is ridiculous. But okay, give it to Stafford.
When did he play somebody, huh? Beat a team with a pulse, Tennessee.
Best teams against the spread this year, Jags, Pats, Rams, Seahawks, all went 12-5. Worst teams against the spread, Bucks, Chiefs, Cardinals, Ravens. The best over bet team, Cowboys.
Hey-o.
And the best unders every week, the Chiefs.
That's pretty consistent.
Lawrence had 4,007 passing yards on the season. It's his third career season with 4,000 passing yards.
Like, quietly, outside of the dead years, putting up a really good career.
He's had some really good seasons. Good the career's been.
It goes up, and you're like, oh, my God, he's top five. And then what the hell happened to Trevor Lawrence? And then he just kind of zigs and zags. Maybe they have finally found some consistency.
All right, there you go. Here's your NFL Factoid Tuesday.
Can I give you one more? I got one in my notes,
too.
Throw
it at me quickly.
If they are to win, it's a big if they are to win on Sunday night, the Los Angeles Chargers, if they win their wild card game against the Patriots, it will be the worst offensive line to ever win a playoff game since they started tracking offensive line numbers in 2006. The 2011 Giants currently hold the record for the worst O-line to ever win a game, and if the Chargers are to win in New England, they will now take that crown.
At some point this week, we need to have a conversation of, do you feel like it's a playoff game with our producer? Because he just doesn't have any air of, this is my team.
No.
This is the playoffs.
He's a nomad right now. He wants to land on the Chargers, but it hasn't quite happened yet.
It hasn't resonated.
We might need to find a new team.
I think you should just lean into your Seattle-ness. We know it's there.
It's Seattle
You're a Puget
swag.
Sound bitch. We know.
You got your Seahawks jersey on.
We get it. Highbrow. You're trying to be big brother while living in little brother state.
You probably got
some
Husky underwear on over there, don't you?
Yeah, you probably do.
You get that bow down over there,
bow down. Hey, Mrs. Swag, bow down. I don't know what I'm doing there.
Give me the cucumber.
Your wife's a nice person. I didn't mean that. Loaded second hour. Hey, is this guy doing what we thought one of our legends would do? Hour two, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan.